And, finally, we do see evidence of our protector's involvement as far back as Clovis I. He was a personal friend of the first king of the Franks and convinced Clovis against dividing his kingdom among his four sons.
Wrong!
One's personal opinion of history is a common example of an anachronism. However, if the kingdom had split along the lines that King Clovis had suggested, who knows how history would be different?
I do!
As I was saying, the protector influence over Clovis meant that Gaul, or France as we now know it, remained unified, and have been a strong ally of Mother England...
And thus never constantly invaded or attempted to invade you.
Now look, I'm perfectly happy to discuss revisionist perspectives outside of my lecture. However, in the interest of the record, I won't attempt to rewrite the history of today.
Oh, sorry, have I been speaking out loud? Oh, dear me. You see, I'm just getting my bearings. Getting used to throwing my weight around, getting a feel for the place. Excuse me, young lady. Does this face look strange?
Shut up and leave me alone.
Ah, good. Now, Associate Professor Thomas Sterling, please finish your lecture. I'll do my best to keep quiet. What about this face?
I have a can of mace in my bag.
Now, the only evidence which could either confirm or contradict the Protector's presence at Clovis's deathbed is this tapestry.
No.
He can clearly be seen here advising the king, yet this tapestry was created 300 years after the fact. In 811, the Protector's role was not as well recognised as during the last 120 years, so how could the tapestry maker have captured his likeness so well? We'll be discussing this and other questions in our tutorials. Make sure you study the copies of this image in your reader. Good afternoon!
Wrong.
Oh, it's you again. Who put you up to it? Professor Ambrose? Dr. Clark?
This is wrong.
So you've been saying.
That face!
Oh, come on, Tom. I need a drink.
Yes. Yes, goodbye. Nice lecture. Oh, that's not fair. I've just arrived.
Oh, do stop going on.
Make way! I've got to track it down!
Ugh. Oh. Hey, get off me!
That's it.
Ah.
Right, Tom, bark now. It's pretty quiet before the physicists get out. You, weirdo, stay here and wait for security.
Come back! It's fading. Don't leave me again.
So what are they screening in film and drama this week?
Let's see. The Samurai's Theatre.
Finally. One worth sitting through an Ambrose lecture. It's based on a play from...
The Middle Ages, I know.
I'm impressed. Looks like my influence is rubbing off.
Not a chance. I just read her funding request.
Oh, you have my deepest sympathy. Although films aren't really your field, are they? Didn't you ever notice in the first talkies that...
Did you hear that?
Hear what? Same sound we heard in the corridor. That's... But it can't be!
But it is! It's standing right here in the courtyard!
But here? Right here? In Oxford? Oh, who cares? We've got to get his autograph! This is history!
Oh, it's him!
Right, got a pen? Now need some paper. Barman!
Come back, Tom! It's really you! I don't believe... Anyway, what's the danger?
Danger?
Well, there must be some danger if you're here to help us again. Traveller from beyond time. You're the... Oh, are you hurt?
Yes, my dear. Very, very badly. It was the Beltraxi this time. I don't think I can go on much longer.
There must be something we can do, isn't there? Tom? Tom? Tom! Come back here, quickly!
Just a minute. No, plain paper, mate, not lined. It's him out there, it's the...
We must leave now or it will be too late.
I'll do anything to help you. You who've saved us so very many times, any of us would be honoured to help you in return. But what's wrong?
Barkeep, I need a large glass of water as well as the biggest-
Just a minute. No, plain paper, mate, not lined. It's him out there. It's the biggest thing ever.
Oh, have I wandered into a stationery shop particularly for the patronage of rude people by mistake? Young man, what's all this excitement about?
Oh, hello again. Still here, I see. Anyway, we're so lucky. Look, it's his ship. It's the...
TARDIS. Well, not my TARDIS, which I still hope will turn up, but a TARDIS nonetheless.
Your TARDIS? Only one man has a TARDIS. Come on then, we don't want Marty hogging him again. It'll be the use of safety pins in Mesopotamian History Conference all over again.
So, another TARDIS and another me.
Except, something's wrong.
No!
What'll it be, mate?
A disaster poured over a cataclysm with a drizzle of doom stirred through. Excuse me.
And to think, people complain that there are less places every year.
He's chosen me to travel with him.
Quite a fast mover. Even I'm not that quick. But then that's irrelevant, because that isn't me in that TARDIS.
You again. Look, just shut up a minute. Marty!
No, you shut up, young man. What I'm about to ask is of the utmost importance. Marty, why are you going with this man?
That's just what I was going to ask.
Aren't you shutting up yet?
He's asked for my help. How could I refuse? He's saved us so many times that I want to help him.
Well, this is all very flattering. No, no, no. This isn't right. That's not me in there.
Are you completely balmy? Of course that's not you in there. You are here. Do you need a map?
Goodbye, boys. I'm happy. I've been chosen by the Master.
What did she just say?
Don't believe it. I really don't.
Barkeep, I thought I asked for a glass of water.
But that was him. That was our protector.
That was your protector. Now I do need a drink.
I think they should be on me. Backman?
It's Buchanan, Doctor.
Julie
it's
knows
Professor.
Buchanan.
Thank you.
Exactly.
To Glen Tanagis, thank you, Buchanan.
With pleasure, Professor.
Now, Associate Professor Thomas Sterling, I owe you an apology. I am so sorry for interrupting your lecture. You see, I've just arrived and I needed urgently to learn about history.
Well, I'm very flattered that you chose my lecture.
Of course, I was going to take Dr. Cartwright's Basic History of Politics, but they were most objectionable when my name wasn't on the register. As for the problem with the next three lectures... I'm speaking out loud again, aren't I?
Yes, but that's fine. I don't have a can of mace. Ah, thank you, Buchanan.
Your water's here too, mate.
Excellent. I'll just...
That's gone everywhere. And this is a new corduroy jacket.
Nasty stuff, pepper spray. But I don't want you to think I wasn't interested in your lecture. In fact, I want to know all about this protector of yours. He's called the Master, isn't he?
Well, only until the mid-1930s, when Smith started using the New Master as his title, or rather, Nervy Verschak, during the war.
That's Polish.
Yes.
The Polish invaded Europe.
Of course, with John Smith as their leader, they were quite the war machine.
Differences, differences and more differences. A salad of mixed difference leaves with a side of dangerously indifferently seeded bread. I need to stop talking. But I've got nothing. No knowledge, no touchstone. Wait. Nothing. And I can't even sense him. Which means I can't do a thing until he comes back. Except, perhaps... learn. Associate Professor Thomas Sterling.
Please call me Tom. What's that thing?
Sonic screwdriver. I'm using it to scan for temporal particles. You're an historian.
Yes.
Specializing in the Master?
Yes.
But you have your doubts.
Well...
Something bothers you about him. About his reputation, his influence over people. The fact that a minute ago, you were shocked, and now...
I don't know.
A strange little man walks into your lecture, contradicts your teaching... questions the role of your protector, asks you questions which should be common knowledge about history, and you buy him a drink.
Who?
Your friend is snatched away in front of you, and instead of looking anywhere for her, you decide to have a nice little chat about world history. You've got questions. So have I. Two men with questions. What should we do?
Questions? I Do not question.
You are a learned man, Professor, in a servile world, but something inside you is bucking back. Something is inconsistent. I repeat, we both have questions. What should we do?
I... Research!
Excellent work, Tom. Take me to your study.
But who are you?
I'm the Doctor, and I can help with whatever's scaring you so much that you can't even think about it.
The Doctor? That's not a name.
Neither's the Master, or the Protector. That isn't what's bothering you, though. Well, Tom, are you coming? I can always find your rooms by myself, but I'd rather spend time researching the problem than researching where to find the information to research the problem. I need your help. And you need mine.
Can we stop for calamari rings?
Yes. Thank goodness for that. I don't think I could stand a universe without piscine cuisine.
Reporting from Sector 3. I believe we have a complication. A strange new feature, not part of the design. I believe he can see beyond the perception...
Sorry, forgot to pay.
Oh, righto, Professor. Cheers. £4.
Thanks, Buchanan.
Something wrong, Prof?
No, it's just... Were you talking to someone when I came back?
Prof? Only me in here. 10 minutes until the next rush.
Tom? Come on now. Security will miss this cart soon.
Ah, sorry. Coming, Doctor!
A significant complication. Recommend a squad deployed to subject TS-044's address.
Of course I should be on the road! How else are we meant to get back to your place if I'm not on the road?
I think he meant that, and please don't take this as a criticism on your driving skills, but generally, and I reiterate, this is not without precedent, generally, electric security carts are not used on A or B roads.
Well, yes, of course, but needs must as the Doctor drives. Now, before we get started on our reading, research parameters. King Clovis I, 511. First sighting of the Master here.
First recorded sighting. However, some Stonehenge records indicate that...
No, wrong tree. Same race, different alien. Why are you so interested in him?
Well, I... He's an alien.
Tom, come by, come by! Don't just flash your blue and red lights at me! Tom, he's got a time ship that pops up out of thin air and takes away random blondes. Where did you think he was from, Bournemouth? Goodness me. Take me here, Tom. Hey! We are trying to have a conversation! Thank you, Tom. Now, next question. Is it common for him to come down and pick someone up?
There are unsubstantiated reports. Once every 150 years or so, and...
And? No pregnant pauses, please. We're going slowly enough without holding up the conversation as well.
Well, all of these offerings happened here, in Oxford.
I see. Well, I look forward to reading your books.
Might be better for you to visit my personal historical film archive if time is important.
Time is always important. Where's this archive?
Back at the library.
Bit pointless mentioning that now. We're here.
Oh, so we... Hey, how did you know where I lived?
Deduction. You brought your buttonhole to the florist around the corner. No one else in Oxford stocks that. Oh, and you've been steering since I stopped that rude, flashing, noisy, blue and yellow car.
Oh.
I do hope that your collection will be absorbing. I see. Most absorbing. Dry, but absorbing.
My God! What have you... How? The shelves are empty!
Yes. Oh, sorry about the mess. A Time Lord on a research spree is an efficient being, but not an aesthetically pleasing one. I'll tidy up later, but we've got bigger problems. Don't lean on any of the piles of books. Firstly, they're organised in case I need to look at anything again, which I never do. Secondly, has been swallowed by a hole in time. Thirdly, you could trigger a literal domino effect, and the Prussian colonisation of Australia could find itself going through your window. Fourthly, your history is wrong. All wrong!
That's not possible. How can history be wrong?
Ah, now you don't sound so sure, Tom. Why is that? No, don't tell me, because there's more. That and I can see it's hard for you. But of course it's hard for you. I need to go to your film library.
Wait, who are you?
I've told you, I'm the Doctor.
No. No, no, no. Since you've sat down in my lecture, my study's a mess, I'm imagining things. I'm trusting you without knowing your name, and Marty's been...
Tom, I'm sorry. I really am, but I can't tell you more right now. To be honest, that doesn't make me much better than the people holding you down right now, but I'm better in just one way.
What's that then?
I'm telling you that I'm keeping things from you. I'm telling you that I'm dangerous. I'm telling you that if you keep helping me, you'll need to forget a lot of what you've known. It will hurt. And we might as well start now. Marty could be dead by this time.
She can't be dead!
Damn, they're here already.
What do you mean? Who's here?
No idea. See how honest I am? I'm brilliant already. It's only been 5 hours.
I'll open this door.
That voice. That's not...
Tom, do you trust me?
You won't tell me what's going on?
No, I won't. Some of it I can't, and some of it I simply won't. Do you trust me?
No!
Excellent. That's what free thought feels like. And I think it's the first one you've had in a long time. Enjoy it. And for starters, bring me a light bulb.
We will enter by force.
Your report is late, Commander. I've renewed myself specifically for the deadline. I do not like to be kept waiting.
Our apologies for the delay, Master. We have detected a sonic device with a similar energy signature to your technology.
My technology? How do you...
The technology which you have granted us to complete your task.
I should hope so. Careless of you to allow some of my graciously supplied technology to fall into primitive hands, Commander.
With respect, Master!
Commander, that preface is usually used to mask contempt. In our relationship, that is my prerogative. I'd hate to call you out on demarcation.
Very well, Master. I shall not mask my contempt. Whilst you're busy blaming us, as you always do, I feel I should tell you that we have checked the sonic emitter stores and none are missing, Master.
I see. I shall investigate immediately. Send me the coordinates. Thank you. Oh, and Commander... Rudeness is not one of the services for which I hired you.
Doctor! Whoever they are, they'll be through that door at any moment!
Almost done. Tom, you don't trust me, and I respect that. You're still doing what I say, which is very good. Now, come away from the door and sit down. Yes, just there.
Doctor?
Yes?
Why am I sitting here, looking into a colander with a light bulb strapped into the middle of it, whilst my door is being beaten down by what I presume are aliens or students on a ragweed prank 3 months early, and listening to the instructions of a madman in a bizarre charity shop suit that's 3 sizes too big for him? Why am I doing... well, any of that?
Because I'm about to do this! Thomas Sterling. You are an intelligent man who is being manipulated. It isn't normal that people are just whisked away by wise aliens. Wise aliens don't step in to help throughout centuries of history. Barmen don't call for security squads from their draft taps. You need to think deep for the first time in your life. When I say wake up, Tom, wake up.
Which one?
This one. Wake up!
What? Oh my God, Marty! What's that big statue doing there? It's the pro... The Master's TARDIS!
Do not move!
Professor Ambrose, you know, if you wanted a cup of tea, you needn't have bashed down the door.
Tom, think deeper. That's not Professor Ambrose. Look truthfully.
It's...
Orange. 6 foot tall, cephalopod, translucent head. Notice the skulls, Tom. High gravity native world, judging by the gait.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
And limited perception shifting ability supported by a Time Lord's telepathic field. Ah, Tom, get off that chair and use it to hold those octopi back.
I think you'll find it's octopuses.
Thank you for that.
We are not octopi. That's racist.
And naturally, I apologise, but do give poor Tom here a bit of leeway. This is his first extraterrestrial encounter that he remembers. I hope that my giving him a point of reference does not offend you considerably.
Oh, well, I suppose that's okay.
How do you know about the Time Lords?
Oh, come along now, you can stop pretending. It's me! Well, almost me, anyway. Not the me you're used to, admittedly, but now you're looking at me strangely.
Your sonic device, where is it from?
Oh, this. I made this. Do you like it?
Give it to me.
Your friends here, where are they from?
Well, you seem to know about extraterrestrial life. Take a guess.
No need. You see, I know everything I need to know to do this. Tom, get inside!
Stop them!
So much noise! They have escaped!
Oh, thank you for that. Sadly, failure leads to immediate termination of conflict. Two of you remove that. You promote a new head of anthropology. You're now in charge. We'll go straight to the tracking station. Activate teleport.
What the hell is going on?
Be more succinct.
Bigger insight.
Different dimension.
Space octopuses.
Alien invaders.
Mind clearing.
Reprogramming brain.
Doctor, what's happening?
I can't tell you. I'm still putting it all together. Now, this is the door we need. That historical film archive of yours. Ah, key card, please.
No.
Tom, open this door. It's important.
So was my question. You've been saying that history is wrong, that it's been fabricated. Now my home has aliens in it. Please, answer my question.
Tom, your history is wrong. It's twisted and perverted. The problem is, I don't know if your history has been distorted in fact or just in your perception. Either of these could be true, especially considering the Master.
The Master? Who is he? Really, I mean.
Well, where I come from, he's the greatest force for evil in the universe.
Where you come from? You're one of them, aren't you? An alien!
Not a squid, but yes. From much further away from them, but much closer. Tom, I've given up so much to be here by accident. And now I've just made the most evil man in existence very, very angry in order to save a planet I know so well and know nothing about at all. I can't tell you anything more right now because it pains me to the bottom of my heart, of which, incidentally, I have two. And now, I need this door open. Please. Thank you. Now that TARDIS is on lockdown. That'll buy me a little time.
Buy us time, you mean?
No more us, Tom. I've endangered you enough. Run. Find somewhere safe to hide. If they catch you, and it's been more than an hour, it means I've failed. Tell them I threatened you, or your family, anything. They'll reabsorb you. You'll lose the freedom to think, but at least you'll be alive.
I don't have any family, and I'm not leaving now.
Locking the door now, Tom. Thank you. Sorry. And goodbye.
Doctor! Open this door! Open!
Professor Sterling?
Oh dear.
Are you alright? The signal has faded. We cannot track your TARDIS.
Well, what can you tell me about TS-044?
History lecturer. One of the few native staff, trained by a native, of course.
Yes, MS-043. She has served her purpose. Is he essential for the completion of the program?
He may help with the final indoctrination.
Well, let's try to find him first, then. I'm on a schedule, and I'm sure your government doesn't want its profits cut either.
Reporting fugitive in film library. TS-044 is here, and we have the fugitive locked up in the viewing room.
TS-044 seems to have abandoned his new friend rather quickly. How strange. He seemed distracted when we last met. Right, I need two troopers.
Sir!
Oh, stop doing that! How can squids with so many suckers move around so quietly? Oh, transmatters to the film library.
We are not squids! We are Jalali!
And we are leaving! Report.
The fugitive is locked in this room, thanks to TSO-44.
TS? Oh yes, he took me. He did something to my mind, Protector.
Of course, TS, Thomas, isn't it? My chief chronicler, of course. I am so sorry that you've been through such a trying ordeal because of me. I'm afraid that this doctor is another enemy of mine, and I'm very concerned that he managed to get past me and hurt one of my charges so personally. You've been very brave, Thomas. Excuse me. Security, make sure this man is well cared for.
I want to stay.
Do you now?
To see you vanquish yet another alien threat.
Oh, I see. Good. You may stay. Cretin. Doctor? Doctor, I want you to come out now.
No. You come in here.
The door is locked.
Yes. Come in here.
What you can't mean... Oh, very well. Contact.
Where am I?
What do you mean?
Come along now. The Redgrass Hills of home, the capital. Barusa's Artron Energy Symposiums. Sleeping through Barusa's Artron Energy Symposiums.
How can you know any of this? Gallifrey is hidden, it has to be. There are too many who would plunder our wealth.
I don't care about it. Wealth? What wealth? No, never mind, there's no time for all that. Now, where am I?
I don't know what you're talking about, you stupid little man. You're...
Enough obfuscation. I hate to do this, but seeing as you refuse to acknowledge me... Artron signature, directly into your mind. All I need is the recognition signal. It's automatic, so the pain won't last all that long anyway, and I...
Incompatible! How can you be incompatible?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What have I done?
What are you?
I'm no one. I don't exist here. I'll come quietly. But you need to tell me what's going on.
Doctor, don't!
As I thought. TS-044, you need reprogramming. Hold him. Why don't you tell me what you've surmised first, Doctor? No? Very well. It pains me to resort to such banal measures, but let's see it as a staff readjustment. If you do not tell me what you have discovered, our little University of Oxford will require a new Associate Professor of Middle to Modern Europa History. Security, begin to kill Professor Sterling. Slowly.
No, please! You're my protector!
He's only protecting you from the truth, Tom.
Stop! Hold him. Thank you, Doctor. Killing Tom would have put an unnecessary strain on tomorrow's graduation. Go on. What have you discovered?
I can't say whether the history of this planet has been altered, but it has at the very least been skewed. Skewed by you. Warped by this persona you've created. There are historical documents of your protection of this planet from alien attack. From 1200 years ago to the present day, time and again, you've protected its people from without. Why never from within? You didn't prevent the world wars, famines, epidemics, genocides. A real benefactor would have saved those lives. See, that's the difference between an amateur and an expert. The amateur saves individuals, causes more time ripples, easily detectable, but keeping a relatively low public profile. You're either not smart enough to avoid that kind of disruption, or you're smart enough to know how to do it right. Now, planet-wide rescues, massive publicity, and an entire film archive dedicated to you. These are the signs of an efficient and callous operator.
Thank you.
I wasn't praising you. Paint a room and people may not notice at first, but if you start shifting the furniture around, people do. The Time Lords wouldn't like this at all if they knew about it. But that's not really the most disturbing part.
No? Do enlighten us.
Tom?
Yes?
Trust me yet?
I don't know.
Good. The most disturbing part is that this planet has only had film recording technology for about, 120 years? Yet, since your first visitation to King Clovis, the subject of Tom's lecture this afternoon,
Every single intervention by you has been recorded on film. 15 centuries of history recorded in just 120 years.
Suddenly, little doctor, you know too much.
Oh, I didn't figure it all out at first. Tom did. But then again, he would. None of your mind tricks could hide the truth from him once he saw it. Not completely. Tom, this is going to be another shock, but I think you already know that.
I did? I remember! But that can't—
What truth is that?
1500 years of history on celluloid and tape, recorded live over 120 years. And all filmed first-hand by Associate Professor Thomas Sterling.